We're doing Avat Chesed, and we're up to Chelek Aleph, Perek Shvi'i, Halacha Vav. The first section, the seventh chapter, the sixth Halacha. And we've been learning the laws of taking collateral. If someone owes you money and they don't pay up, so if they're not paying, the Torah does give us the possibility of demanding of the person, so give me a collateral. Give me something instead. You're not paying. At least give me a security. So the halacha says, Almana, what about a widow? Ben she'aniya, ben she'ashira. It doesn't matter if she's wealthy or poor. En mimashkinin onta. We don't demand collateral. Afilu bechanim she'enosin be'enochan nefesh. Even if it's utensils she doesn't use for her livelihood. Dichtiv, because the verse says, ve'lo tachvol beged almana. The Torah says, don't take, by force, don't take the garment of a widow. Ve'lav davka beged, and it doesn't mean specifically a garment. Du adin kol davar. It includes anything. You're not allowed to take collateral from her when she's owing and she hasn't paid you up. And this prohibition includes even a messenger of the courts. And even if he's standing outside her house, he's fulfilling the obligations that he would be obligated with regard to someone else. But there's a special prohibition against taking her collateral from her. Now, the Chafetz Chaim concludes, "V'mishkena beveita," and if he entered her home and took collateral, "Ovel b'shnei lavim," then he transgresses two prohibitions: "Mishum lo tavol beto lavot avoto," the general prohibition not to walk into someone's home to demand collateral, "U'mishum lo tachvol beged almana," and the biblical prohibition of taking a collateral from a widow. Let's continue and do Halacha Zayin, because we don't understand this Halacha unless we do Halacha Zayin. So we'll just read the first sentence, and the rest we'll learn next time. All the things that we said are mentioned. That's only if you're taking collateral when it's not the time he's asking for the loan. You gave her the loan, and then afterwards you come and say, wait a second, give me some security. אבל בישת הלוואה מותר ליטול ממנו מהשכון בביתו ואפילו כלי אוכל נפש ואלמנה. But at the time of the loan itself, you could take any collateral. You could take collateral in his home. You could take collateral from a widow. You could take collateral even if it's a utensil he uses for his livelihood. All the prohibitions about collateral were only if it's when he owes you the money. Then the Torah protects his autonomy. But when you haven't yet given him the loan, the almana comes to you and wants to take a loan. So then you could tell her, fine, you want to give me a loan? Give me your Rolls Royce. Give me your Mercedes. I want security. Give me the deed to your house. Give me security that you'll pay me back the loan. Otherwise, I'm not giving you the loan. You don't have to give her the loan without some form of security. The whole prohibition of taking from a widow security is when she owes you the money already, and now you're concerned that you won't get it back. Now the Torah says, don't take collateral from her. Have pity on the widow. But when she's coming for the loan, then you're allowed to protect yourself. No problem. You don't have to give her a loan without security. All the prohibitions we've been discussing are only when the time comes to pay or another time that you're nervous, and then you're demanding of the person collateral.